Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Brent Reed, the glue of the Triple M NRL family. Never in doubt,
back,
was it
baby.
Last
year? We are back, baby. Kalimponga, man. That's what we needed.
Man.
What was it? What was with the booing at the start of the game, Reedy? You were booing your own.
They've got long memories of Daly doing the old backflip on him, I guess. I'll tell you what, I'm watching. When you're in the press box watching an Origin game, you've got to be, you can't cheer or celebrate or. You know, you got to keep your emotions in check. But I tell you what, I watched it in my renovated garage last night on my 75-inch TV. Oh. And when Ben Hunt went over, I let out the loudest scream that Lambie Heights has ever heard, honestly.
He was. I wonder how good he was. He was just amazing, wasn't he? And I look, it's a bit of a redemption story. We spoke about it, you know, earlier in the show, and it's good to see someone who's been basically carrying baggage for the last 6 years finally get his shot at a bit of glory.
Yeah, he was outstanding. Well, Reedy, he goes back to the Dragons tomorrow night, takes on the Manly Seagulls, and he might have some company with him next year.
Well, it's interesting. Dale Finucane, it's been a bit of a rumbling story, this one. It's just been going on and on for a long time now, but it's come to the pointy end. Dale, I think, wants to make a decision by this time or the end of next week. There's no shortage of clubs sort of clamouring to get his signature on a contract. And the Dragons are now well and truly in the mix, given they've got the Paul Vaughan money. They've obviously parted ways with Paul. He was on over $800,000 next year. They've now got that free under the salary cap. Wow. And the word is that they will have a red-hot dip at Dale Finucane. So you look at there's a logjam of clubs after him. Cowboys have put a three-year deal on the table. And I think I mentioned that last week on the show. Newcastle will have a go at him and definitely a lash at him. I mentioned St. George. Melbourne are having a go. The Tigers may come in depending on what happens with Pangai. And the Dragons, as I said, and the Gold Coast. I'm hearing the Gold Coast are the real smokies. The Gold Coast are the dead set smokies in this. They've kept their interest under wraps as well for quite some time. But I'm told that Dale and Dale's camp were very impressed with what the Gold Coast had to say. So at the moment, I would think the Gold Coast have probably got their nose in front.
Wow.
As I said, the Dragons are well and truly in the mix now. So
yes, please. Yes,
Dale's,
please.
I suppose that's with Dale's money, isn't it? Yeah.
He's got some thinking to do over the next week or so, Dale Finucane.
MG, toss Dale Finucane in your forward pack with Mo Fotowaker, Dave Fifita, Tino Fasua Malawi, Jared Wallace.
Not going to have many backs.
No, exactly.
Because they're all going to be on $100 a week.
AJ Brimson's got a fair load to carry, hasn't he?
Yeah, well, that's left field. I've never heard the Titans in it. No, I suppose the Dragons. It's a no brainer now. They've got all this money freed up, but geez, hasn't he become the most sought after forward in the game? Unbelievable.
Nice bit of timing for Dale Finucane. Sorry, Reed.
It is. It's interesting. You know, Dale's got different decisions to make, right? Because, you know, he's got money to weigh up, but there's also the attraction of going to a place like the Gold Coast and joining that forward pack. You know, the Dragons are obviously in a pretty good position at the moment, given they've worked their salary cap really well. And Newcastle's the other interesting one for me. I mean, Newcastle, to me, they're a team when Ponga's back, when Piercy's back, Jake Clifford now is going well. When they've got their squad, they're ready to win. And Dale's sort of the guy, I think, that would tip them right over the edge. So
good point.
He's got some good thinking. He's got some big thinking to do over the next week or so.
A squad that's not ready to win right now is the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs ready, but they are looking to acquire some of these off-contract players. And Paul Vaughan is the name we are hearing.
Well, yeah, that came out during the week that they were interested in Paul Vaughan. I'm hearing that's you know, they are short price favourites to get Paul Vaughan, provided they continue down that path. Obviously, they're in the mix for Tevita Pangai as well. They'll get a decision from him very soon. But, the word is that they're short price favourites to get Paul Vaughan. So you throw Paul Vaughan, Tevita Pangai into that forward pack. And given they've also got Burton, Matt O'Carr, Naden coming next year, they're starting to look really good, the Bulldogs. So they're making some significant forward steps.
Let's just quickly put away the COVID disappointments that Vaughan's heaped upon himself, and he's a quality front rower. Like he's there'd be clubs there saying, we're going to get this guy. We could get this guy for under $400,000. Like, there'd be eight of them, eight clubs wanting to get that. And if he could get the Bulldogs, I mean, the Bulldogs, if they could get him, it'd be one of the most significant signings they've made outside of Matt Burton.
I agree with you, MG. I mean, I think they're probably big men is something they wanted to they identified that as an area they need to make better. And he instantly makes them better. So that's obviously why they're interested in him, and they're trying to make it, get a deal to happen. So I think there's good times ahead for the Bulldogs.
What about our man Woodsy? He told us during the week that he had the problem facing his wife was scheduled to give birth yesterday, and he couldn't fly up. He wanted to be there for that, and the Sharkies needed him to leave yesterday so he could be a part of the bubble. Where's he at?
Big news for the big man. He is the proud father of a bouncing baby girl, Coco Ray. That's what his name. Coco Ray. So he's jumping on a plane actually today. He'll probably be in Brisbane now. And he's joined up with the club, and he was there for the birth of his daughter yesterday, his second child. So congratulations to him and Sarah. Big news that, and great news for the big man. And I believe, he was getting a flight up today with, I think, some officials, a charter flight. So that means that Cronulla's quarantine period actually starts today. It didn't start yesterday. It starts today because it starts when the final member of the latest member of your squad joins. So they're in 2 weeks from today, thanks to Woodsy. But I suspect... his teammates will forgive him given the news in the Woods household.
So the Sharkies are set to start their quarantine when Woodsy arrived, but where's Will Chambers? Because isn't he still stuck in Melbourne?
Yeah, but I think the difference with Will, he is still stuck in Melbourne, but I think the difference with Will is Will's been serving his own quarantine down there, so I'm not sure that he will tack more time on to the Cronulla bubble. But look, Cronulla are trying to get Will Chambers out of Melbourne as we speak. They've been in talks with the NRL. The issue is, the NRL's not going to hire a charter flight just to pick up Will Chambers. So it might be that Will Chambers actually boards a flight with the Melbourne Storm when they play their next game in Well, they might be on the move today. So, it might be that he boards a plane with the Melbourne Storm at some point and flies up with his former teammates. That looks as though that's what will happen with Will Chambers. So they're sort of playing it by ear at the moment, the Sharks.
He's become hugely important for that Sharks team since he joined NG.
There's no coincidence. They won four in a row, and it's just so happens to be that the exact time that Will Chambers started back with them. He's just adds that so much, that experience that you need, especially in a back line which has got so many young kids in it. So, he's an integral part if they want to play finals footy.
There's every chance they'll re-sign Will Chambers. That's how impressed they've been with him.
No, good on him.
At the right price, he'll be at Cronulla next year, so I wouldn't rule that out at the moment.
Oh, very nice work as always, Brent Reed. We don't want to dismiss you back off to your shed without proper congratulations once again of your Queensland team getting it done last night.
Paul Green, too late. Super coach, you doubted him. The great man.
I spoke to him today.
Well, there'll be a decision made in the next month. I think the Queensland Rugby League's going to sit down and do that review as quickly as they can. It'll take a couple of weeks. My gut feel is they'll offer Paul Green that option he's got in his contract, MG. I reckon.
Yeah, I think that. I'm only joking. I think they will too.
Yeah. I mean, that win was huge for him.
Yeah, massive.
I don't think the issue is whether they offer it to him. I think the issue is whether Paul wants to do it again because he's been through hell. I think we've all seen the toll it's taken on Paul with the criticism of the culture and his coaching and. And, I don't know whether Paul wants to put himself through it again. I think that's going to be the biggest issue because I think it's taken a toll not just on Paul but on his family and everyone around him. So that could be the greatest challenge. But my gut feel is that Paul will do it again. The QRL will offer it to him again. And Greeny will be back next year and he'll have Kalen Ponga, baby. He'll have Harry Grant back and inside like Donkey Kong.
All right, Brent Reed, very nice work. Continue to enjoy the bathe in the success of Queensland's Origin win last night.
Have you noticed the sun shines a little brighter today after a Queensland win?
Well, we've never hung up on Reedy before, MG, but we might be about to.
Saturday scrum. See you then for more Queensland shit.
Oh, yes. I'll be there, boys.
Nice work, Reedy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.